You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and this is a catch-up. I'm sorry, we lost power. I went to shul, and there was no power in shul either. I went home, no way to do Zoom. So, we'll have to settle for this recording. Starting at the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, starting from Meisve. Now, this is a Meisve to what we saw in the previous Amud of Machlokes, between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and they were arguing about when Maisa Ilfas, if it's made in a pan. So is something that's made in a pan, is that considered challah or not? And Reish Lakish says, Halu Maisa Ilfas, Hain, and that's why certain cases were putter from challah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. And the cases that were potter were something that was, you know, cooked in the sun. But if it's maisa ilfas, that would be chayiv. So here's the meisve. Hama'isa beishamai potrin beishilim chayivim. Hachalita beishamai mechayivim beishilim potrin. So there's two different types of doughs. Me'isa and chalita. Beishamai say me'isa is potter and beishilim say chayiv. And they flip their opinions regarding chalita, what's the difference between these two things? So we'll see. Kemach, and it's actually interesting. This was one of the Mishnayos in Mishnayomi, I think, just last week in Maseches Challah. That this machlokas beisham beisila. So it's very cool to see it here too. Anyway, ezu amisa veezu hachalita. What's the difference? Hameisa kemach shal gabe muglashin chalita muglashin shal gabe kemach. So meisa is where there is flour poured into boiling hot water, and chalita is the worst. It's the reverse, where you have boiling hot water and then you pour. Chalita is where you have a boiling hot water that you pour onto flour, as opposed to flour into water. Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi says the name of his father Zev Zel Liftor. So he says that both Meisa and Chalita are putter. And then we have Ve'ikada Amri, and there are those who learn this brisa. The Amri Lan, some say, Zev Zel Lechiyuv, that both are chayiv. The Chacham omrim echad zeh v'echad zeh, asan ve'ilfas pater b'tanur chayiv. The Chacham argue, and they say that whether it was made be'ilfas, either way, chalit or me'isa, depends on the way it was made. If it's be'ilfas, it's pater. If it's in a pan, it's pater b'tanur, but if it's in an oven, it is chayiv. So this braisa features basically five opinions regarding chalita and me'isa. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue whether chalita or ma'isa is always putter or always chayiv, and they hold one, not the other. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishmael, we have two versions of his opinion, either that both chalita and ma'isa are chayiv, or both chalita and ma'isa are putter, and the chachamim, who are not mechalik between ma'isa and chalita, but rather whether if it is made with a pot or in a pan or with a pot. And this is going to be a rejection to, or a refutation to Rabbi Yochanan, right, over here, because he says that if it's made in a pot, it's made in a pan, it's chayavin, but we'll see that in a moment. The Gemara is going to get back to that. First, the Gemara wants to analyze this price a little bit more. Vitana kama, my shna hama'isa, my shna hachalita. According to the Tana kama, meaning, the Tana Kama, which is Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. So what's the difference between Meisa and Chalita, that Beis Shammai are Machmir here, and Putnam and Mekel here, and Beis Hillel also? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Rabbi Yehuda, v'yisem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, k'machlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu, v'tavra. No, their machlokas in this one is like the machlokas in this one, v'tavra. And it looks like it's like a lesson of like broken. Rashi says, kashen hadadi. It's like an unresolvable contradiction. And therefore, Mishanazu, lo shanazu. The one who taught this didn't teach this. And the one who taught this didn't teach this, meaning that it looks like it's a machlokas b'shamai regarding chalita and me'isa. There's two machlokas, and one regarding chalita, one regarding me'isa, but that's not true. Either b'shamai are makel by both, or they're machmai both, but there's no reason to be machalik between chalita and me'isa. Okay. Now, Kitani Mihas, nevertheless, we learned, Chachamim omrim echad zev echad zeh sha'asan ve'ilfas pater b'tanur chayiv. Bottom line is that they're not mechalik, and they say if it's made in a pan, it's pater. If it's made in an oven, it's chayiv. Made in a pan, pater. Tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan. That's a refutation to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that making it in a pan, you'd be chayiv. So amar loch Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would say to you, Tanaihi. It's actually a machlokas Tanayim. D'tanya. And it's interesting that we don't go to the... Wait, well, hold on. We have different opinions in our Brisa, but because we have... I think it was Tosa says that we have... There's a Va'amrila. It's not so clear. We don't have like a for sure opinion that argues on this point with the Chachamim. But over here, this Brisa is going to be a little bit better. D'tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Yochli hei me'isa v'chaluta chayav in b'chala. You might think them isa and chaluta are chayav in chala. Tamalomar, lechem. Comes along the Torah and says the lashon of lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lechem ela halfway batanur. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only considered bread if it's baked in an oven. So Rabbi Yehuda hein tanakama. Is there any machlokas here? The Tanakhama says that Me'isa and Chaluta are Chayiv and Chala. Or you might think they are, but they're actually not, because the Torah says Lechem, and Me'isa and Chaluta are not Lechem. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, it's only considered Lechem if it's made in a Tanur. Aren't they saying the same thing? So, Ela Lav Maisa Ilfa Sika Benayo. So rather, what's the... But they, obviously they're not saying the same thing. They must be saying a Machlokas. So what's the Machlokas? Maybe it says the Gemara, the machlokas is maisa ilfas, it's made in a pan. Tanakama savar maisa ilfas chayavin. The Tanakama who said me'isa and chaluta are not chayav and chala, he holds that, right, but because it says lechem, but he doesn't require it to be in a tanur, so he says if it's in a pan, it's chayav. It's just not these things. Rabbi Yehuda savar maisa ilfas paturin. Low. Sorry, paturin. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, no, Maisa Ilfas is putter. Because remember, Rabbi Yehuda in this price over here required, he says a requirement for challah is that it's baked in an oven, in a tanur. If it's in a pan, no. While the Tanakhama would seemingly disagree with that and say, no, if it's in a pan, it's fine, as long as it's not this, you know, not even, like, barely, you know, bread situation of chaluta or me'isa. So the me'isa and chaluta, that's not even dough. So it's not because they're fried in a pan that's the problem. The problem is that they're not. It's not even considered bread. But other things that were fried in a pan would be fine according to the Tanakhama. Isn't that the machlokas over here? And if that's indeed the machlokas, then Rabbi Yochanan has an opinion to rely on. He would rely on the Tanakhama here. So Lord, we said, no, that's actually not how you explain this, Brisa. Dekuli ama maisa ilfas paturin. Everyone holds that maisa ilfas is pater. So what's the machlokas here? V'hacha kigon shechazer v'afa b'tanur. The case over here is where it's right, because the chaluta and the me'isa were basically it's cooked by being boiled, right? You pour boiling hot water on the flour, or you put flour in boiling hot water. The Tanakhama didn't consider that bread. But what if you went back and took this boiled flour and then put it in an oven? That's what they argue about. The Tanakhama sever kevan shechazer v'afo b'tanur lechem kurinan bay. The Tanakhama, when he said that chaluta and me'isa are not chayav and chala, that's specifically if they were left that way. But if they were later baked in an oven, they would be chayiv in chala. Kevan shechazer afo b'tanur lechem kurin because they're still then they're called bread. Rabbi Yehuda savar ein lechem ela afoy b'tanur meikara. And when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, no, it's only considered a bread if it's baked in an oven. So it means if it's baked in an oven originally. Kevan de meikara lav b'tanur afia lav lechemu. So, but since it was originally wasn't baked in an oven, lav lechem, it's not considered lechem, even though now you put it in an oven. And that's really the machlokas over here, and Rabbi Yochanan does not have a tana in this brisa to rely on. I'm a Rava. Rava just wants to understand, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason according to Rabbi Yehuda that he says it's only bread if it's in an oven? So, because the pasuk says, v'afu eser nashim lachmachem b'tanur echad, and it says 10 women will bake bread in one oven. So this is in the Tochacha, I believe, in Bichu Kosai. Yes, it is in Bichu Kosai. It says that the curse is 10 women are going to be making bread in one oven. But over here, so what does it learn from this? 10 bread in one oven. So lechem hafoy betanur echad kare lechem. Bread that was made in one oven is called bread. V'she'en hafoy betanur echad, but bread that is not made in one oven, the way Rashi seems to understand it, is that if, because over here it's made in an ilfas and a tanur. It was first, it's made, this wasn't made in an oven, it was made in a pan and an oven. It wasn't made in one oven. So back to the Gemara, ain kore lechem, it's not called lechem. Okay, that's his reasoning. Yosef Rabba Rav Yosef Achari de Rav Zera, Yosef Rav Zera came to Ula. Rav Zera was in front of Ula. And Rabba and Rav Yosef are behind Rav Zera, Rabbi Zera. And Amarle Rabba Rabbi Zera, so Rabba says to Rabbi Zera, I want you to ask Ula, what's the halacha if you stuck the dough on the inside of a kli and then you heated it up from the outside? Meaning, like you have like a basically a pan and you light a fire under it. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amar lei, my emalei, what am I going to say to him? Diamina lei, if I'm going to say that to him, if I'm going to ask him that question, that's such an easy question. Amar lei, he's going to tell me, hi ni hu my seilfas, that's my seilfas. What are you talking about? You're asking me what's the halacha of my seilfas? We know it's a discussion. It's about Chlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. We have a refutation to Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't it obvious? So Amar lei, Rav Yosef le Rabbi Zera. So Rav Yosef now speaks up to Rabbi Zera. That was Rabba's point. Now Rav Yosef says to Rav Zera, "Bo minei meula hidbik mi b'fnim v'avuka kenegdo mahu." No. So ask this case: what happens if you stick the dough on the inside, basically like under the pan, and v'avuka kenegdo, and a fire like on top of it? So basically, it's like a little bit of like a makeshift oven. So Amar lei, ma'ema lei. What am I going to say to him? Diamina lei. Because if I say it to him, Amar lei, he's going to say, "Rovani mosin kain." Many poor people do this. This is a common form. Rashi says, "Kol ma'isa ilfas kain she'en lahem etzim avakachum amaher lafos." Many poor people do this, and this is a standard ma'isa ilfas, and it's also not really a question. It's very obvious. Okay, and I think so. We will hold it here.